Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the chairman of Assembly Ways and Means, Ray Hager, has the rundown.
Thanks, Sam. Today's guest is Assemblyman Morris Arbery of Las Vegas. The guy's got a little problem with real estate.
And coming up on the Power Pundit panel today, Chris Barrett, Janice Ayers, and Anjanette Damon. It's all coming up next from the state capitol on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers, brought to you in part by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
I'm attorney Marilyn York. We only seek men as clients. If you are a man burdened by divorce, please visit our website at www.marilynyork.net to learn more about your rights. We are Reno's largest exclusive divorce and family law firm.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
Item 29 was held, so that brings us to item 30, which is related to 31 and 32 and can be heard together if the commission wishes.
Items 30, 31, and 32 have been called forward. Is there any discussion on those items from the commission?
Hey, Roy. It'd really mean a lot to me if we could put to motion item 30. It's my favorite, personal favorite.
There's an easier way inside local politics. Las Vegas Review Journal. Get inside.
Need a DVD made quick? At DVD Express, you get your DVD copies fast. They offer the fastest turnaround time, so your DVD project is back to you in no time. DVD Express can convert your old media to DVD. They convert VHS, Betamax, 8mm video, and 8 or 16mm film, all to DVD. You can even save your family photo albums to DVD. Back up your business presentations and project video archives. Call DVD Express at 775-324-1922.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and we protect men. You deserve a fair financial settlement and time with your children.
If you need an attorney that gives a damn, call 324-7979 or visit MarilynYork.net for all your family law needs.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program the chairman of Assembly Ways and Means, Morris Arbery. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Good morning. Glad to be back.
I want to follow up on a question I asked you 2 years ago on this program, which was that we're always applying these Band-Aids when it comes to planning for our state, and we're not looking out 5 years, 10 years, 20 years into the future. And when we talked about this a couple of years ago, you said that there just wasn't the staff available to be able to do this. As we find ourselves in this calamity, is there a change now? Are we looking towards being able to plan better for our future?
Yes, we are, because I think this type of situation that we're in economically in Nevada, no one ever estimated it would be like this. I think everyone would now would like to go to the table to find a way, how do we never let this happen again? Or if it gets to this level of cuts in the economy in the state of Nevada, that we will not weather the storm a little bit better than we have right now.
And now you're looking at things like Senator Raggio's idea of doing another tax study.
Well, I understand that's one of the recommendations. I think right now is that my opinion is I don't think we need any more tax studies. We already had enough studies. I think at this particular time we know what the issues are and what the issues are going to be.
And they are.
And most of the issues is that we got to keep everybody working. We got to keep tourism coming here to the state of Nevada, and we have to make sure that the state is vibrant all the time. And we got the education issues, higher, all the same issues that any other state would have. So I all due respect to my colleague. That the tax study, I don't think we need a new tax study. They can go back and look at some of the old tax studies that have been done and move forward now, because we don't have that kind of time.
Okay, so what are the resolutions that you would like to see, and can they be enacted in this session, or do you have to wait 2 more years?
Well, I think it's a little too late now. If we were going to do something, we should have done it when we started having the massive budget cuts last year. knowing when we walked into this session, we should have been looking at some of the recommendations over from all the past tax studies that have taken place and what could we do a little differently. It sounds good, but at this particular time, we're trying to put people back to work and keep people with roofs over their head.
Okay, now you're term limited, so you can speak freely because you don't have to run for this job again. What would you like to see personally? What kind of, I presume, a broad-based kind of tax is what you're thinking of?
Well, any kind of tax that we do, it needs to be a tax that is not just considered to be on one industry such as gaming. I think everyone feels that gaming is the big Trojan horse and it's always going to ride in for the savior. But in this particular time, they found now that the gaming cannot ride in and save the state of Nevada. So whatever tax structure that everyone see, it's got to be a broad base because we're one of the lowest tax states in the country. But we want the services, and we need the services because we're growing. So that has to take place. And you're right, I'm term limited out, but I'm still in Nevada, and I will be here still being a taxpayer. But I don't mind paying my fair share because we got to educate our kids, and then we want businesses to come here based on higher education and what the higher education is providing for our state. So these key issues are what's going to make us, and then we need to look at other avenues other than gaming. Gaming now we see is not the Trojan horse.
Mr. Arbery, let me change the subject. According to the Las Vegas Sun, you filed a suit against Countrywide Home Loans, alleging that the lending giant deceived you into taking out loans for two rental properties, knowing that the value is going to tank in this economy. But on the other hand, you've been in real estate since 2000. You've been on Ways and Means since dirt was invented. You've been the chairman for 12 years. Yeah. How could a lending giant deceive you?
Well, and that's what is disheartening is that they weren't deceiving me. I saw the games that were being played and not trying to make this an ongoing issue. I'm just like anyone else. When the economy tanked, my mortgage company started taking, I had to let people go. So everything was downsized. I'm just like anyone else. But when you try to stay ahead of the game by contacting your lender, what we were telling people to do, contact your lender, work out something, and then when you work out something, then that'll keep you from going into foreclosure and then being able to keep your home or roof over your head. My situation is where I tried to work with them, and they will tell you, well, you're not behind. You have to get behind for them to talk to you. And that is very critical to some people. They don't want to get behind or make their credit bad, things such as that. And that's what speared all of this, because they want you to get behind. And then once you get behind, then you can't get anybody. You can't talk to anyone. Everyone's giving you the runaround. And I had to do something right away to try to get their attention. But it wasn't meant to make the press. It was meant to take care of my own personal issues, like anyone else that was having personal issues.
Okay, but at the same time, about the same time you filed suit, you introduced AB 452, a measure that would extended the time before a foreclosure property could be taken over. In this bill, which didn't go anywhere, were you trying to help yourself?
No, that bill I did for a gentleman that had an idea. And that
but
bill,
what, it would have helped you.
Oh, yes, it would have helped me also. I would have benefited from it, too. But I didn't look at it at that time of the issues because I had my own issues. I was dealing with my own issues. But any legislation that we could have put on the table for, not just me. I'm a Nevadan, and I'm having problems like anyone else in the country. So if it could help them and keep them from having to have a foreclosure on them and to get a chance to keep a roof over their head, I'm happy to help support something like that.
Okay.
All right, let's take a break. More with Chairman Arbery when we come back.
Welcome to the most progressive industrial park in America. I'm Lance Gelman, and this is the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Our feature subject is the 15-mile extension of the USA Parkway, connecting north to south and I-80 to Highway 50. When complete, this highway will open up rural Nevada to this major employment center. The shorter commute will save Nevada over 500,000 gallons of fuel and eliminate 22 million pounds of CO2 emissions in the first year alone. This is the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center.
Richard Blocky rides half-ton bulls. It's risky, but he'll take no chance deciding his family's life insurance plan. He researches, shops, and then checks with us. He gets peace of mind by protecting his assets. Dana Gregg jumps out of planes at 13,000 feet. It's dangerous, but he'll take no chance deciding his homeowner's insurance plan. He researches, shops, and then checks with us. He gets peace of mind by protecting his assets. Check with us before you write a check.
tadpole in our class.
What are you raising him to be?
A frog.
Wow. Let's get your stuff in the car. What in the world? Where's my car?
The Reader Rodeo must be in town.
Saddle up and get your tickets today at RenoRodeo.com or call 1-800-225-2277. The Reno Rodeo. Family fun is coming to town.
Well, at least we'll save on gas.
Yep.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Morse Arbery. He's the chairman of Assembly Ways and Means. Last week, the Assembly passed a bill to create a funding stabilization account for K through 12, a noble idea. But the problem is that it goes after the abatements offered by redevelopment agencies, economic development zones, and the Economic Development Commission. And I have to point out, just in northern Nevada, some of the most amazing projects that have come out because of these star bonds. One would be the baseball stadium, a $50 million investment that would never have happened without star bonds. A huge entertainment district that's going to be connected to that that would never come about without star bonds. Redevelopment of the National Bowling Stadium in northern Nevada, which would never have happened without star bonds. Shields, world's largest sporting goods store in Sparks, Nevada, part of this giant Legends project, would never have happened. The owner himself, Steve Shield, told me we would have never done this without the star bonds. Mm-hmm. One of the complaints is that this takes money away from education. But if you have dirt with no activity, there is zero. Isn't it better to create jobs, create a tax base, and be able to bring businesses to Nevada, both northern and southern Nevada, rather than taking away this great incentive?
Well, and that question should be directed at the speaker. It's really her baby. But I will do the best I can to give
you. Would you pass the message out for
yes,
me?
Yes, I will. But my understanding and just reading the bill and then what I think she was trying to do was to start a movement in trying to deal with K-12 education.
And as I said earlier, that's a very noble idea, and I wouldn't disagree with it. But my concern is that Northern Nevada has done a great job of bringing in new things beyond the casino industry to diversify the economy and bring in these major businesses. These are not small developments. The Legends Project at the Sparks Marina is over a $1 billion project. That's a lot of money for Northern Nevada. And I'm sure that in Southern Nevada, there are lots of dilapidated areas that could use money coming in, and if the only reason that these people are going to come in is because they get this incentive, bottom line, doesn't it benefit the state to have these star bonds available?
And that's true. It does benefit them, but I think there is a middle ground where everybody can work through it. My understanding, this is being done in other states, and I'm assuming this is where she pulled the idea from, and what can be started, the dialogue of what can we do to save K-12 and education, period. And I feel that if this happens and the bill passes and it comes into law, I know it's going to tweak and hurt a little bit, but it'd be like a little pain. But at the same token, I think everyone will survive, and that we will be glad that we did something like this to be able to help education. And you're correct, there are some pockets of areas that really need some economic development. But some of those pockets have not developed now. And this is either going to make them get off the dime and develop it, or they will have to give and share some of the wealth and being able to give back to the kids in the state of Nevada.
Mr. Arbery, your term limited. This is your last time out. But really, you're going from the fire into the frying pan because you are the interim CEO of the Clark County Urban League. And for our northern viewers and listeners, it is the Las Vegas Valley's largest nonprofit group dedicated to fighting poverty. But in its past, it's had a rocky past, a lot of infighting, a lot of issues with the Urban League. How are you going to kind of fix that quagmire?
Well, first I have to say I'm honored that they considered me as the interim to be able to come in and do something. And to me, that was a signal saying that they have the confidence in me that I can probably bring some balance to the Urban League, and that's what I feel I can do. Based on my experience being with the legislature for so many years and being on over the money committees for so many years, and then plus with my background in state government, plus with my background in having my own personal business, I think I bring a lot to the table to try to help out the Urban League. And being on a past board member of EOB, I know the Urban League has had its problems in its infancy, but but I think it's time where I can be able to take it to a different level, and that is my intent, is to make it part of Clark County as a whole, that every constituency in Las Vegas is represented and served. And I think that that might have fell through the cracks in dealing with personal issues and not dealing with the people that need the support and the help, especially at this economic time.
You know, Senator Horsford mentioned he was on top of the stratosphere looking down on Las Vegas. It was all full of lights, but except in West Las Vegas, what do you think needs to happen there to turn that area around?
And, you know, and that I can say the same thing. Every time I fly out over the past 20 years flying up here, I always look out of the plane, and I can see it's like a black hole where it's bright lights everywhere except there. And I can relate to the rural guys and women that represent those areas, because we're like a rural area in the inner city. We are just left there to flounder for ourselves because of, even though we're in the inner city, we don't get the things that we deserve. They're taxpayers there, they're homeowners there that's been there for 50 years, and they deserve the same services as anyone else in the entire state. But if for some reason, it's like any time something is trying to be established or developed in that area, it has to, they will turn over a negative eye to try to discourage it for it not to happen. And that's the uphill battle we've been fighting, especially me as being a legislator for that community for 25 years and plus growing up
there.
Well,
couldn't Star Bonds really help revitalize West Las Vegas?
Star Bonds would help West Las Vegas, and but no one has really came forward. We just had the Moulin Rouge just close. Had a big fire, and we thought some developers were coming in to revitalize that area. But they run into so many negatives that they in the end just throw in the towel. For like these example with the Moulin Rouge, the gentleman that came in said, well, you know, we're done. We just want to sell it. We're letting it go into foreclosure. No one knew. But that negative thinking has to change, that because it's not a, they say it's a high crime area. They use every excuse that they can to not use any development dollars, because the development dollars always are diverted somewhere else, and we never know about it until after the fact.
A very quick answer to this, please. Mm-hmm. Is it benign neglect or is it racism?
I don't want to play a race card on it, because the area is now predominantly mixed. It's mixed with Hispanics, it's mixed with whites, it's mixed with blacks. It's not the predominantly black area like it used to be. I think is over the years it's just been neglected because of the black eyes that have been painted for West Las Vegas. Because I remember Governor O'Callaghan one day, I told him, I said, let's change the name and not call it West Las Vegas. He said, well, what are we gonna call you? I said, how about if you just call us the inner city? Because we are the inner city. So we can change that image of the violence. I mean, I've lived there most of my life. My parents moved to Vegas in 58. So the changes have been very hard to do, especially as elected official, and getting businesses to come in.
Okay, and that's where we got to leave it. Thank you so much. We always appreciate you coming on the program.
Oh, thank you.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Two championship courses and life's distractions fading away.
Come out and demo the latest in golf equipment at Red Hawk May 23rd.
Ace ball is back May 21st through the 28th, so grab the family as the Aces take on the Zephyrs and Red Hawks. Don't miss it. Baseball is back May 21st through the 28th, so grab the family as the Aces take on the Zephyrs and Redhawks. Don't miss it.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are joined by a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Janice Ayers is here. She is the president of Nevada Senior Core Association. We've got Chris Barrett, president of IW Strategies, and Anjanette Damon, political reporter for the Reno Gazette Journal, doing two people's jobs, great reporting. I wanted to start out with you, Janice, because one of the things you contacted me about was the tobacco settlement money. You have great concerns about this. What are your concerns?
Well, my concerns are that there's a BDR in 1214. that says they will transfer so much money out of the Fund for Health in Nevada and another fund and put it all in the general fund to take care of some of the woes of the failing budget that we're all looking at. And my concern is that it's about at $1.5 billion right now in tobacco money that'll be coming for the next 17 years. And what this BDR is going to do if it gets into a bill is securitize it, that 1.5, 1.7 million into 340 million. And that's like a loan that the state has to pay back. And as I was saying earlier, you know, Tony Soprano would love a deal like that, or your neighborhood loan shark would love a deal like that.
But briefly, how would this affect seniors?
Well, it would affect seniors because there's 40 programs that are nonprofit, local and state agencies that have kept 35,000 seniors in their homes for the last 8 years for about $4.5 million a year. And we have kept them home by a myriad of services, transportation, home companions, lifelines, everything. If this would go through, all 40 programs would go away.
Okay, what are you hearing about this, Anjanette?
Well, Governor Gibbons, in his proposed amendment to his original budget, did suggest securitizing the tobacco money. It's been a plan that's been in the works for many sessions. It's defeated every time. So far, I haven't heard much of an appetite by most lawmakers to do it. Under his proposal, all the existing programs, including the Millennium Scholarship, which is funded with that, and the Healthy Nevada funds, would be funded for 2 years. Then legislature would have to find money to continue those programs after that. So it'd essentially be kind of plugging a hole in this budget by opening up holes in future budgets. Some economists say that, you know, in a down economy right now, it might be smart to borrow against future tax income. Others say that, you know, borrowing and spending isn't the way to go.
What do you hear from the business lobby?
Well, this is certainly a different session this time on funding programs, trying to find, identify new revenue. That's certainly a creative way of doing that, looking at those revenues that are coming in later on and then pay that those monies back in future sessions. As Anjanette said, it has been an option and discussed in previous sessions. Maybe it's time to move that issue forward.
Well, Janice, correct me if I'm wrong, but if we did this, we'd just be getting pennies on the dollar, correct?
About 19 cents on the dollar. That's about what you'd be getting.
Yeah, and I can see why it's always been defeated in the past, and it seems like a very temporary solution for a long-term problem.
Well, it is.
Anjanette, a terrific article in today's Reno Gazette Journal. When you're talking about the major components of the tax package that came out over the weekend, payroll taxes, sales taxes, vehicle registration taxes, business license fees, one that I thought was interesting was how the brothels have suddenly glommed onto this. Explain how, because, you know, the legislature in the past has never wanted that nose under the tent.
This was one of the more interesting moments of a rather dry tax hearing on Saturday afternoon was when the brothels lobbyist George Flint looked at the taxes that they're proposing and says, thank God, now we can finally get, as he called them, the working girls into the state's general fund. Under the proposal to increase the payroll tax, they would bring in independent contractors. Now that would include realtors are very worried about this. They're worried their brokers would have to pay taxes on them, but prostitutes, legal prostitutes, are also considered independent contractors, so brothels would conceivably have to pay taxes on that. The proposal to double the business license fee and charge it per location, George Flint argued that these women that work in multiple brothels would have to pay a business license fee for each brothel, and he estimated maybe $850 per legal prostitute mistake could come in under this tax plan.
So it wouldn't be against the brothels, it would be against the girls themselves.
Well, both. The payroll tax would probably be paid by the brothel, and the business license fee could conceivably be paid by the prostitute. You know, lawmakers are saying that's not necessarily their intent, so we'll have to see. That's kind of the problem we have here, is we have this tax plan that's coming out a day before they're set to try and pass it. So it's really difficult to go through and see what all the different consequences are going to be coming out of this.
Now, Chris, at the tax hearings, business did not make a lot of noise there. In fact, they were very quiet. Is there just a lot more stuff going on behind the scenes from the business lobby?
Well, as I said, this is a different session. We're looking for revenues and previous years when we were flush, lobbyists were at the table saying, don't tax us, be careful there, watch the spending, and now that's coming home to roost, and now we're trying to be there to help the legislators find the balance of what taxes need to be raised or decreased to help the state budget as well as employment.
And we're out of time, that's where we got to leave it. Sorry for always too much to talk about here. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
News 4's Fact Finder team.
Because it's always our policy to double check the facts.
Getting the whole story.
I wanted to get the facts about the delay before we brought you this story.
When accuracy matters, turn to News 4, Nevada's Fact Finders.
I never once thought I'd get laid off. After 20 years.
I never planned on losing my husband or his income.
They cut my hours in half.
Half?
I can't pay half my bills, though.
We didn't want to use credit cards to make up for my reduced income, but we didn't have a choice.
We need help because right now, I don't know how we'll make it.
If you're struggling with credit card debt, InCharge Debt Solutions is here to help you. Our certified credit counselors work directly with creditors to combine payments, reduce interest rates, and eliminate late and over-limit fees. We can even help put a stop to collection calls. It's not a loan. It's a proven solution that'll help you repay debts faster and help you avoid bankruptcy.
I needed to take charge of my debt. And I did.
I did.
I did.
Call us today for a free consultation and let us help you help yourself out of debt. InCharge Debt Solutions.
Isn't it time for some good news? Well, at Carson Dodge in Carson City, May is full of good news, where we've reduced pricing across the board on hundreds of new Dodge trucks. Did you know you can save nearly $13,000 off a new Dodge Ram 2500 diesel? How about an 09 Dodge Ram 1500 regular cab for only $15,236? Or how about an 09 Dodge Ram 1500 quad cab SXT 4x4, just $23,753, and hundreds more. And the good news is that at Carson Dodge Chrysler in Carson City, cars and trucks really do cost less. Thank you. See more specials at CarsonDodge.com.
I have spent my legal career dedicated to helping people who have been harmed by others. I'm Herb Santos, Jr. If you have questions regarding your rights, call me for a free personal consultation. In my office, I help injured people. I work for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Thanks, Sam. Coming up on tomorrow's show, we're going to have Senator David Parks of Las Vegas. We're going to be talking about the domestic partnership bill that has passed both houses. Now it goes to the governor.
Almost.